Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. It's the 16th of March, 2026. I want to talk today about the power of consistency and especially how our MSP Marketing Edge system makes that easy for you. So one of the most common mistakes that I see all MSPs make is that they will do a little bit of marketing, but then that stops. So it's kind of stop-start marketing or bitty marketing is sometimes called. So it might be that you start posting on LinkedIn and you do a couple of weeks and then you stop. Or you send out two or three emails to your list, but then you stop. Or you build your list, you're building your connections, but you stop. Or my particular favorite hate, I don't know what a favorite hatred is. The one I hate the most, I guess, is where someone does a marketing campaign and it ties up their entire resources for, I don't know, you know, like 3 or 4 weeks to do a marketing campaign. And then the results are lackluster off the back of it. And then they don't do any marketing after that. And they'll do that twice a year. And people then say, oh, marketing doesn't work, which is nonsense. Marketing works very well when you set it up as a system where things happen all the time. And that's why we've arranged everything that we do for you around a system. The system, of course, is build audiences, grow relationships and convert relationships. Because you've got to remember the core fundamental marketing problems that you're trying to overcome here, which is that you've got to get the right message in front of the right person at the right time. So for ordinary business owners and managers, switching MSPs is a distress purchase. They really don't want to do it. They don't want to leave their current MSP, but they, for whatever reason, feel that they have to. And for a very, very short window, which can be a matter of just a couple of weeks, their mind is open to talking to other MSPs. Now, if that's the point you start trying to build a relationship with them, that's too late. This is why I tell you to go and build audiences and consistently add LinkedIn connections and turn them into email, put them in your email list and do that all every day, just so you're building up people, more and more and more people to start with, to talk to. And then while you're putting our content in front of them on LinkedIn, on email, on your blogs, on your videos, and on all the different ways that we recommend in step two, when we sort of say grow relationships. And we're trying to do that. So at the point that someone is ready, willing, and able to have a conversation, they, in some very minor way, feel as though they know you because they've consumed some of your content. They might have seen some of your posts on LinkedIn, maybe had a direct message from you, maybe they've opened a couple of your emails, might have watched a couple of your videos, maybe even had a printed newsletter from you, maybe even got the buyer's guide from you. All of these tools are there to grow relationships with people. So at the very moment that they are ready to have that conversation, you know, it's you that they're much more likely to have a conversation with. So the problem with stop-start marketing is, apart from the fact you never build up any momentum, is you risk not being ready and not being there in front of people the day that they're ready. And this could be like a once in a 5 or 7 or 10 year window, right? Someone who's in your list today, who's in your database or you're connected on LinkedIn, might only switch MSPs in 2030. And then again in 2040, right? And then they're retired after that. Can you see how it's a tiny, this is why your sales is so difficult. It's a tiny, tiny window. And this three-step system is there to give you consistency. Build audiences, doing it consistently, doing tasks all the time. Grow relationships, doing it consistently, do tasks all the time. And then the third step, convert relationships. You can find all of these in the portal, but that third step is about getting someone to make outbound phone calls for you, just finding out what stage people are at. Because at the moment, there's no other better way than having someone phone people. So if you are in this situation now where you're doing a bit of marketing, you're starting, don't beat yourself up. And I promise you, you're not the only person. I'm sure lots of our members are still caught in that trap. But your goal is to ask yourself, what can we do to make this, to make marketing happen consistently? So we give you everything you need. And it's not absolutely everything. There's 1,000 things that you need in marketing, but we give you enough for you to do 80% of the work. And importantly, we've systemized the whole thing so you don't have to think about it. It's all there laid out for you. New content turns up on a monthly basis and your job is just to implement it and get other people to do it for you. So not you personally, but your staff or virtual assistants, or we have a done-for-you team, which more and more of our members are using to just get their marketing done so they don't have to think about it. So if you are in that stop-start situation, that's my challenge to you today. What can you do to be more consistent with your marketing? And it's better to have a lower level of marketing that happens more consistently than to have really good, really clever marketing that only happens now and again. Let me say that again. So it's better that you have, like, just used our stuff, for example, because our stuff obviously is the minimum. It's good. It's very good, but it's the minimum stuff that you should do. So you just to put our stuff out and do nothing else alone, but to do that consistently is better than having amazing bespoke marketing created for you by a $5,000 a month agency, but you only do that every now and again. A system where you do it consistently is always going to outperform bespoke work. So that's today's subject. I've got three final things to tell you before we go. And the first actually is about new content. Last Tuesday, you would have had new content because last Tuesday was the 10th of March. The 10th of every month, we release new content. It goes into the portal. So you now have April's content. And if you go into the portal on the left where it says content, that's where you can access all of the content, or click on content calendar, and that's where you can see what content should go out on which days. In fact, just by clicking through each day, that'll show you an amount of consistency of your marketing that we suggest. The other thing that you can look at on the left is campaigns, marketing campaigns, and that will show you this month's brand new campaign. So that's the first thing to tell you about. The second thing to tell you about is this Thursday is our latest Munch and Learn, like a lunch and learn, but happens in all sorts of different time zones. So it's a Munch and Learn, and it's a big one this week because we are talking about the perfect MSP website homepage. And we're also relaunching our website reviews. So that's coming up this Thursday. You can see the details of that. If you go in the portal, go to support and look for Munch and Learn, or it might be an inspiration actually, go and have a look for it there. And then the final thing, which is support, how I can help you. I'm doing a drop-in marketing clinic this Thursday. Again, the details are in the portal if you go under support. I'll see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.